Okay, we're off and running. Today's daf, Tavkufam. So we finished listing yesterday all of the things that we learned out from this fascinating brisa. Tosfos pointed out we could have even added one more, really, in a way, and made it 9 important halakhos that we learned from the brisa. But one of the things that we learned out was that ta'amo pogmo, somebody who drinks from a kos, is no longer able to use that kos for kosher bracha for another purpose. Because otherwise, what was our big deal? If we can assume that we had slightly more than a revius, it's difficult to believe that we're talking about exactly a revius. So slightly more than a revius, make your bracha for havdalah, drink a little bit. Now go ahead and use the kos for your birchas hamazon. What's the problem? You have 2 separate brachas, 2 separate koses for all intents and purposes. Must be that the very act of tasting the wine in the cup ruins the wine. It's poor game. It's considered to be, what would be a good word for poor game in English? Blemish. Like a pagam is like a blemish. Blemish. Faulty wine. Blemished wine. So, the question was raised yesterday, and I promised you that today we would discuss it. How much would this go? I mean, let's say somebody drank a little bit from a pitcher of wine. So the whole pitcher now we can't use for something. And what if he drinks from a barrel of wine? Boy, this would be an easy way to damage your friend's wine. The truth is, you can always recover, by the way. You can always recover from a pagima. See, this they don't tell you in the Gemara. Yes. Recover from a pagima by pouring out of a fresh bottle into the kos, which is then unpogging what's in the kos. It's considered now to be coming from afresh. And then you can take the whole contents, pour it back into the bottle for use later, or use it now for new kos. So it's not really permanent damage necessarily.
But sometimes, right. I mean, people make Kiddush and they...
keep talking, gives me case. Can't get a couple.
They drink, or do they drink first on the next show, but where they pour wine into that cup.
Mm-hmm.
We're saying that if they pour the wine in first, that wine's like there wasn't Kiddush made on it, so that...
No, not necessarily. This is referring to a case where you drink from the coast. In other words, you can't necessarily infer that you're mechuyav bedafka to be pogim the wine. Maybe he's talking about he had one kos, and that's what he had.
So he drinks first, he pours some more wine in so that he can give everybody else the wine that they
non-pogim wine.
Yeah, is not pogim, is it also mekadesh, though, still?
It could be mekadesh. It could be re-mekadesh, marmish.
I know that some people don't drink from the kos.
Yeah, that's what Nam is bringing up.
No, because it's not because pogam
because of Easterners.
Yeah. So it's okay that you give to other people first, and then you drink.
Yeah, you can pour out of the kos.
Yeah, and they're drinking. It's okay.
Yeah, because miyikra, then someone else can drink for you.
Okay, and now if another one don't have the shul, but and you add wine to it, can you drink? Or somebody made it in a kos, and he drank, and you add one to it. Can another one make
Kiddush? Yeah. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to indeed discuss what is the shir. So Rabbi Yaakov Baridi copied achatz v'pegima. Rabbi Yaakov Baridi will be makbid even on a pitcher, a whole pitcher of wine, whereas Rabbi Ivi Bar Shisha was only makbid a kasa pegim, only if the kos itself that you're drinking from is pagum. But if somebody would have drank from a pitcher, you pour out from the pitcher into a kos, he would not consider that to be pagum. Whereas Mar Bar Rav Ashi kopid afilo a chavita pegimata. He was makbid even on an entire barrel, which the Rashbam says does not mean the huge barrels that are used for wine, but rather barrels that are used for distribution. So they're larger than pitchers, but they're for home use. They're not winery. Winery bottles is nobody would be marked with. Barrels, I mean, nobody would be marked with. Tana Rabbanan. So now that we've taken for granted that there's an issue of Kiddush and Havdalah and that the two are interrelated and we wanted to know all of the halachas, what's the marker, really, for the chiyuv of making Kiddush and Havdalah, and specifically on wine. Tana Rabbanan, Zichores Yom HaShabbos L'Kasher, Zochreyu Alayayin. That means, by definition, remember the Shabbos. Remember means speaking out, articulating. On wine. Why is that? Why does someone take that for granted? I'm asking why. Well, Tosis explains that we find very often that in Tanakh, wine and song, we won't talk about the women, but wine and song are interrelated. Naskira dodecha miyai. And many such psukim. So that means that when the Torah used the word zochor, the chashivas of a zechira, remember we were talking last night about the nature of zechira. That's why zechira requires articulation, not it means to say. So it also means a saying that has in it a level of chavivas and connectedness. And therefore it has to have wine. It's interesting that some actually learned this means the horizon. That's the meaning of zochor. And we find sometimes the Gemara talks about it. These mushba vaimid mi'ar Sinai, for instance, the Gemara says. So if somebody was neither not to drink wine, what do you mean? But it's mushba vaimid on Har Sinai. Can you make a shvua not to? Can you make a shvua to be levanta la mitzvah? But most of the Rishonim, the Rambam included, learned that that's an esmach to be on. The Rabbanan added the zochreu per se is indeed the Raisa. You have to say kiddush. But the fact that it should be al yayin is something that the Rabbanan were masmich on the pasuk to give it that chavivas and that kavod and that chashivas, which is part of the consecration of memory that we were speaking about last night, and Kierkegaard's idea to give it a kedusha. So it actually, even though the Gemara says it as if it's innate in the pasuk, it's really an added chiyav min Rabbanan to say it al yayin. Now what follows is mixed up. So don't expect it to make any sense. I'm going to point out the following makes no sense. I only know that that's true during the daytime. How about Balayla? Talmud Lomar Zachoras Yom HaShabbos Lekatsha. What? Well, what are you talking about? What do you mean Balayla Minayin? That's what you asked. How do we know at night? On the contrary, Adarabi, Iker Kedusha Balayla Kaddish. The meaning of Kedusha would be, by definition, the Chikodesh Tilas Yuma Boy Le Kedusha. And the point of Kiddush is to say that this moment is new and distinct from what was before. So the closer you get to the beginning of the day, the more powerful is the act of Kiddush. And the day begins the night before. So what crazy question is this? I would think Dafk in the day and not at night. On the contrary, I would think only at night and not in the day. Furthermore, the next words that you say are really crazy. It's Vesu, look what you said next. Quote, Balayla minayin, Talmud Lomar Zachorat Yom, unquote. That's mad. Tana Mahadar Alayla, you're trying to figure out how to know to make Kiddush at night, and you bring me a pasuk that says, make Kiddush in the day. What is that supposed to mean? Kanasi v'lakrati yamama. Hachikama, you're right. This whole thing needs restatement. Boy, did somebody get mixed up. Zechor is Yom HaShabbos HaKadosho means Zechreu al HaYayin. B'knisato. At the beginning, as soon as it comes in. Eli Ela B'Layla, in which case that would mean only at night, because it's B'knisato. B'Yom Minayin, how do I know? The Chosim. How do I know that you can say, you have to say, an element of Kiddush, B'Yom as well? This is supposed to. It was Yuchat for Lawrence, but he decided to give it to the Chos. No. Come sit down. But where's Oriel's shirt?
Oriel's shirt,
that's a good question.
Where's Oriel's shirt?
I have no idea. Mm. I should look for it. Therefore, the correct thing, the ending is, how do you know to make Kiddush in the day? So there's an Indian of Kiddush in the day. What is it? I mean, we said before, you don't really make Kiddush in the daytime because we had the brisa that says Shabbos v'yontav. Lel Shabbos, Velel Yontav, Yeshbem Kiddush, Yeshlem the Zochreu Allah, and the Birkas Hamazon as well. So there's a Haskorah and Ritzei and Yalav Yavo, but not in the daytime. There's still Ritzei and Yalav Yavo. We said Beferish, but Ein Lem Kiddush. So here we're bringing a riot from a pasuk that there is Kiddush. So that Kiddush can't mean a full Kiddush. So what do you say? My Mavarech. Omer Rev Yehuda Biborei Pri Hagafen. What we mean by Kiddush over here is basically to give it a sense of value, chashivas, That's its Kiddush. So it doesn't mean Kiddush in the sense of Havdolah Kiddush. That's Beknisa. Havdolah Kiddush means where the point of the Kiddush is the distinction from what was before. But there's also a nature of Kiddush which means distinction, specificity. Ariat Mekudeshesli. Mekudeshesli, in other words, you're not for anybody else, you're only, you're special to me. So that specialness is also an Indian. That is true in the daytime. And that means I make a brocha and I drink it because of Kovach Shabbos. And that is clearly different than what I would do during a normal meal. During a normal meal, I don't have any need to be koveyed on wine. So I'm making a distinction between a Shabbos meal and a chol meal, not between a Shabbos time and a chol time.
Mekudeshet is Avdolah, it's not a it's Avdolah, more than the Hashim.
It's an excellent point. It's an excellent point. But the nature, the way in which Taisus defines Kiddushin is that Hareyat, the Gemara says that Kiddushin, what's the Lashon Kiddushin? Hareyat Asura Kulei Alma Kehegdesh. So what, now what's the Li? Hareyat Mekudesh is Li. He says, that itself is Li Yos Li. The Isra and everyone else leaves you specifically to me. So it's the specificity. So specificity is by definition distinction, which is true. I mean, in English, he said this is very distinguished. A distinguished gentleman. So it means mechubad, but it means he's moved on from other people. I can distinguish between him and another person. So an excellent point. There's no way to use a concept of kedusha that shouldn't have in it also a distinction from. Right, but it's no longer distinction from the time. It's distinction from the meal. This is not a chol meal. This is a Shabbos meal. Whereas Kiddush and the Knesset is saying, this time is different than the moment that came before. And that therefore I have to do it even when I'm not eating Kiddush. That's why it's called Kovei Kiddush even in the Tefillah.
But I just ask, just before we go on, when it comes to Pesach, we're talking about Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Havamina and the Haggadah is that by Yomim Uba Leila, so they're asking that whole question, if I remember correctly. The
Zochreel.
Yeah, it's that it's in the day, and how do I know also in the night that I was mentioning Tzias Mitzrayim. So why then don't we have a Inyan of Beknisasa? As the night comes, the new day comes, so then the mitzvah of Zephyr Tzias Mitzrayim comes in, we say the paragraph in the Shema then how do we know we say it in the day as well?
Right, because you have to remember that the nature of the element of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not in and of itself innate in the distinction between Chol and Shabbos. Correct? It's asserting that there's a relationship between the nature of our Yetziah and our ability to distinguish. But certainly my Havamina would be that the time of distinguishing, particularly Gula, is a time in which I see. Because it's not the Laila of Shabbos that's important. It's the Knesset of Shabbos that's important. Right? The Knesset happens to be Balaila. So B'meila, I have to say Kiddush B'Knesset Tov. That I understand. We already saw that Kavod Yom is more Chomer than Kavod Laila. So it's not because of its being distinguished, but rather it's because I'm distinguishing between it and the time that comes before. So the question is, when I say Zeich L'Tzias Mitzrayim, in what sense is that?
Yeah, where's the Knesset? So you say the Knesset.
If that's not a din in Knesset, so how do I know that Bechlal, all the time, that there's even an Inyan, I'm listening to Kriya Shema as well, how do I know that there's an Inyan of distinguishing in a time which is not meant? There's no light. Right, I mean, and the truth is that that's why people are more likely to sin at night. It's a very interesting thing, because you don't distinguish as well. Things which during the day, we should say the morning after the night before, where you feel like a fool, because in the daytime you distinguish, in the nighttime you don't distinguish. So it could be that there's no inyan of bichlal zochri. By the way, now that Ilan has brought up this issue, you should know that the Rambam indeed learns the whole din of zochoras hayom hazeh, that it's mechayev Haggadah in speech from Zochreyo of Zechoras Yom HaShabbos. He says, K'mo Shenemar Zechoras Yom HaShabbos. So it has to mean in the same context, which is fascinating, because it's mechayev articulation, it's mechayev wine. Right? Throughout. There's some very amazing interrelationships between the two, of which this is only a part. Okay. I won't mention that the whole point of the Seder Shel Pesach is man nishtana, which is to distinguish. So what's the difference? The better you make your difference, the better your yotze, right? Because that's all of our brachas. Between the yogain and the simcha, between the idea of shibud and geula, all of those things are shinuyim. So that's the recognition to be able to distinguish that really in that lies freedom. So the two issues are very, very profoundly interrelated. Shabbos and Pesach. That's why Memochras HaShabbos is Pesach. Yeah, amazing. Okay, getting back to our Gemara. So Rav Yehuda says Yibrei Priyagofen is enough. Now, Rav Ashi once came to the town of Mechuzah, and it's after davening, and they're making a big kiddush right after davening in the morning. So they give Rav Ashi, he's such a choshev visitor, so they tell him, Likdashlon mar kiddusha rabba. Please, Rebbe, you make kiddusha rabba. And kiddusha rabba means the big kiddush. He's thinking to himself, I never heard that term before, I don't know what they do here. My God, I'm going to make a fool of myself and ask them, well what is that? I don't know. So, Sovar, here he is thinking to himself, good Lord, my new kiddusha rabba. I don't know what to say. So then he figures to himself like this, Mirtis. I don't know what they say, but I'll tell you, they definitely start with Bari Priya Gefer, because you always do that, right? I can't go wrong. So I'll say Bari Priya Gefer. I'll see what happens. So Omar Bari Priya Gefer, but he makes a Bari Priya Gefer with such kavana. Oh boy, man, he's figuring, if I see that they do something else, I'll know what to do. Just I Bari Priya Gefer. Meanwhile, people are getting tired. So Chaz Yalahu Sabbath the Gokhan Vishos, he sees an old man, bends over and starts drinking from his own coast. That must be it, because otherwise he would have been waiting for me to serve the rest of whatever this Kiddusha Rabba was. Omar, so he says to Kori Anavshe, HaKalcham Einav Barosho. You see, a guy who's smart, he keeps his eyes in his head. I could have gotten trapped by the Kiddusha Rabba business. Now, but it's interesting, because what would he have done otherwise? I mean, suppose the guy wouldn't have bent over. What would he have done? The mitzvah is to say Bari Priya Gefer. What would he have done? It's interesting that the Rashbam says he would have said Kiddush. Because he would have figured if they call it Kiddusha Rabba, they must hold that you say the whole Kiddush. But he didn't want to start Kiddush on his own because maybe that's not what they meant when they said Kiddusha Rabba. It's an amazing thing. Because mitzido, it was a brachal of Atolas to say Kiddush. Because how long could he only say Kiddush the night before? But he held, if that's their minhag, and their mechabed him to say, so he's not going to say their Kiddush, he'll say their Kiddush. You can imagine nowadays, saying, what do you mean Kiddush Rabba? Ain't no such animal as Kiddush Rabba. You'll just say Baruch Pri Gafin. That's what we meant, buddy. Amri B'nai Reb Chiya. This is B'nai Reb Chiya that we brought yesterday to bring a raya that it doesn't have to be necessarily be Knitzasa. And if you didn't say your Kiddush, you could make Kiddush later because they said the equivalent halacha by Havdalah. And what they said was, Mishalai Dibu Motzei Shabbat, Mavdil Alech B'chol HaShabbos Kula. You didn't say Kiddush now, Havdalah, at the correct time. You could say your Havdalah the entire week. Now, we understand that it does make sense. What does it mean the entire week? When I say Havdalah, not Erev Shabbos, the moment that you're about to enter the next Shabbos, you can still say Havdalah on the previous Shabbos. Obviously, we mean the part of the week where we still feel we're coming off of the previous Shabbos, not where we're coming on to the coming Shabbos. So, what actually defines that? Omer Abizera Ad Revi B'Shabbos. The halach over here is until Wednesday. Why do I say that? There's some say it was Rav Asi who was sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan, and he was saying that Le'inyan Gittin Chade B'Shabbata Trei V'Tlata B'Shabbata is all Bata Shabbat. All of that is considered to be post Shabbos, but Arba V'Chamisha U'Male Yuma is considered to be pre Shabbos. So Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, the focus of the week is on the Shabbos to come. So suppose somebody gives a get with a tnai. He says, I'm giving you this get, which will be chal on condition that you give me X amount of money after Shabbos. What is after Shabbos? So she gives the money on Wednesdays. I gave it to you after Shabbos. So after Shabbos. That's not called after Shabbos. So after Shabbos is the part of the week that is still considered to be connected to post-Shabbos. There comes a point at which it's absurd to say, what do you mean, after Shabbos? Not after Shabbos, before Shabbos. So therefore, it must be that it would be the same thing in terms of making Kiddush as well. Making Abdullah as well. Omer of Yaakov Ari, by the way, if you're making one of these late Abdullahs, do not say Borei Morei Ha'esh. Because the point of saying Borei Morei Ha'esh is not part of Abdullah. What he's saying, Borei Morei Ha'esh, is because the first time that man-made fire was made was at the close of the first Shabbos. So over there, in contradistinction to the Prometheus myth, which the gods don't want people to make their own fire, the Kadosh Baruch Hu was machnis das b'adam harishon, that he should take responsibility for making fire. And because of that,
what does Shabbos mean? Only Saturday night, or does it mean Sunday?
Only Saturday night. So over there you make up, but not out the rest of the week. Lo halaur. Omer of Bruno Marab, Hanotel Yadav Lo Yikadesh. He quotes Rava saying, if somebody went ahead and was Notel Yadav for eating in the meal, he should not be the one to say Kiddush. Even though he's going to be Yotze Kiddush by hearing Kiddush from someone else. Hearing Kiddush is not a Hafsaka. Making Kiddush is a Hafsaka. It's very interesting. They do this in tells. Everybody washes, except for the guy who's going to make Kiddush. You know, we don't really pass this. Everybody washes, because otherwise you have a tremendous Hafsik where you have to wait till 300 people sit and wash. Tremendous Hafsik between Kiddush and the Siddur. So everyone washes before the Siddur, sits down. One person makes Kiddush, that person then goes and washes, and then makes Hamotzi for everybody.
And did you see the Gedolah?
Oh, of course, that's Tells. B'nai Akiva also. It shows the pernicious influence of So, he quoted this from Rav. By the way, you know where this is a very interesting way, this is Nogeya, that there's a difference between saying a thing and being yotze the thing through someone else's saying. Which is strange, because if you hold that the Shemeya is Kaina, then somebody who hears a thing, it's as if he had said Amen, as if he had actually said the thing himself. So then, it should be the same hafsek, no? What's an hafsek? I'm moving my mouth, I'm not, I have my mind on the other thing. Is it the hafsek is not entirely a function of what you're thinking about, but rather the activities that are connected to that thinking. So there's a shaila like this. Somebody's in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei, and they're saying Kiddusha. Should he stop for the Kiddusha? Not say anything, of course, it's in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei, but he should listen as the Chazan says the Kiddusha. He should have a mind that it's as if he's saying the Kiddusha. So sometimes, but I understand, if you're saying that Shomayah is gone, then that's a Hafsaka. The same Hafsaka as speaking. But here we see that that's the point that Rav Bruno is saying that there's no, it's two different things. But Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta, I'm outraged. Akati lo noch nafshe de Rav. Rav hasn't even died yet, and we already forgot everything that he taught us. Nu mele, I mean, give it a little time. Shachach nir lishma tate. We now already forgot what he taught us. What's happening? I know for a fact that Zimnin Sagin, many times, Rav, I was sitting there at Rav Seuda. And I'll tell you, Zimnin de Chaviva le Rifta, Makadisha Rifta. There were times when he felt like he would enjoy a nice piece of bread. So he said Kiddush directly on the bread. Zimnin de Chaviva le Chamra, Makadisha Chamra. Sometimes he was in the mood for wine. He would say Kiddush on wine. So Tosis points out, so what? What does that prove? Obviously, if you're going to make Kiddush on the bread, so then how could it be a hefsek? That's exactly what you're doing. You're saying this entire thing in order to eat the bread. The same thing you do with the wine. You make a Baruch Priya Gefen, then you say the whole Kiddush. You say that's a Hefsek. That's what I'm aiming to do now. You don't call that a Hefsek. That's like other things that are even more outrageous that are not Hefsek. For instance, you say, I forgot to feed the shor. Govilatura. Go feed the shor, because you're not allowed to eat before you feed your animals. I consider it to be a hafsek. That's what's necessary to do in order to be able to eat. So that's part of the preparations for achila. So how can anybody think that if Rav intended to make kiddush on bread, that it would be a hafsek to do netilas yadayim to say the kiddush? It's no connection to the Gemara at all, Titus Tysus. Therefore, you must learn that it's talking about not that he planned to make the kiddush on bread, but that zin and bechaviva lay after natila. So he would make a natila, and then he would see what's my cheshik. So that would mean if that's the case, if his cheshik was for wine, so then during that kiddush itself, he would make all wine, and then afterwards he would say the mezuzahim and aretz. Obviously, he held that the kiddush you could determine afterwards, and the kiddush that you said on the wine was considered to be hafsek, the achil of the bread. Otherwise, it's very difficult to see what the raya is.
He held it all down to him in order to eat the bread.
Yeah.
In case he doesn't want to eat the bread.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of fascinating other issues here about what the nature of Hesach Hadas is that are raised here, whether it's really a chashash. A chashash that maybe you'll go off, you'll lose concentration, go somewhere else. And therefore, they didn't allow him. There would some compare this to the sugya that we had earlier, that according to Rav, you don't need Kiddush B'Makom Suda. So if you don't need Kiddush B'Makom Suda, then according to Rav, you could have gone and wandered away. So then according to him, it should have been Hafsaka, and that was the Raya. It's interesting, because the whole sugya of Hafsaka comes down very much to Arvei Psachim Sugya, even though it's Nogea all over. It's very, very rich here in detail. Amaravuna Amarat. To'am eno mekadesh. Somebody ate before Kiddush? Too bad. He can't make Kiddush anymore. That's good for nothing.
We learned
the Ta'am Mekadesh. Oh, it's Mahokas here. Yeah. And what about Ta'am Ma'ashi Yavdil? Could I say Abdullah if I ate before Abdullah? Personally, I hold halacha that even if you ate, you still say Abdullah. However, Ravasi Omar Tam Inom Abdul. By the way, some ask a very interesting question. If you hold that you don't need the Kiddush B'Mokam Su'ura, right? So what Rav said before. So what happens? They're in the Beit HaKnesset. Somebody makes Kiddush. You drink some of the kiddush. So the Gemara says, so what are you making kiddush at home for? You're making kiddush at home for the kids. But what if you hold that you're not yotzei kiddush? And you have to make kiddush at home? So then it turns out that you drank from the guy's kiddush before you make kiddush. If the whole town ain't a kiddush, then how could you make kiddush at home? So the Gemara says, so how can you make kiddush at home?
You got the idea.
No, but you already drank, and you ended up not eating there. We had a case where the lights went off. Oh. That's it. So you should be able to make kiddush. You go to a new place and make kiddush. You can't make kiddush anymore. Right? So the Tosfos actually raises this question. Because clearly the ta'am of kiddush is not going to be bad for kiddush. Yeah. Somebody drank from somebody else's kosher kiddush. That's not considered to be ta'am before kiddush. That's the ta'am of kiddush. Are you not yotzei the kiddush to make your own kiddush? But it's certainly not considered to be a pagam in your ability to be kiddushay. I was being yoisik in kiddush when I was being tayim his kiddush. That's confusing because it's the gay kiddushim people make, and sometimes indeed they're not yoisik, and they're not eating.
What's the, if you yotze kiddush, you're in shul.
You were yotze.
In shul, and then you come home and you have little kids and you're allowed to say
that? Yeah.
You're allowed to say.
For them.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they're not shaykh to be mevorach themselves, normally we give a person the opportunity to make a bracha for himself.
For the wife also, or she can, yeah. If she has to do.
So the chatchila, it's better she should do it. Yeah, that's the problem with the Havdolas. The women get very angry. What do you listen? What you have to hear Yotz over there for? Maybe not in your house. Everybody's looking at me straight. You have to be careful. Right, yeah. Never Yotz. Me too. Right, me too. I had some bad stories. Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba ikel lavei Rav Asi. And once Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba came to Rav Asi's home, and he forgot. The time meaning he tasted something before Havdalah. And nonetheless, Havalei Kasa, they gave him the coast to make Havdalah, and he went ahead and he said Havdalah. So Rav Asi's Rebbetzin was outraged. Amla Davisa said, Rav Asi's Rebbetzin says to him, what kind of business is that? V'amarlo avi'achi. That's the way to talk to husband, huh? I said, Rebbe, you don't do that. Sir, you don't do that. If you forget, so then you don't make it. You don't make Havdalah. Oh, my Lord, so he said, leave him alone. Kirabi severely. He's following his own Rebbe because he holds, remember, Ravuna said it over Mishmei to Rav. So yeah, that's how he holds. You can't. I don't pass him like that, but I can't. I can't argue with him. Om Rav Yosef Amar Shmuel Toam Eino Mekadesh Toam Eino Mavdil. V'Rab Om Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel Toam Mekadesh V'Toam Mavdil. So we have two different reports about what Shmuel paskins. Omar Rava Hilchas Toam Mekadesh V'Toam Mavdil. Indeed, halacha is that there's no pegam in Kiddush and Havdalah, even though you were playing to him before. Furthermore, we also pass in Mishlo Kiddush Barav Shabbos Bekadosh Valach Kol Hayom Kulo Ad Metzayi Shabbos, as we were Medayek yesterday. So if you didn't say Kiddush, you could continue to make Kiddush all day long. Mishlo Yivdil B'Motzayi Shabbos, and also like B'nai Rabbi Chiya, Halacha is, you didn't say Havdalah on Metzayi Shabbos, Ma'av Devahelach Kol HaShabbos Kulay, meaning until Yom Ravi. Amemar said this over a little bit differently. By the way, in Tosfos the Gemara says Amemar Matnela, not Patachla, because it wasn't the Pticha that was different. It was the last words. It's strange to say the Pticha. So Amemar Matnela Lashmaitz the Rav Balishna. Amemar said it over slightly differently. Omar Rav Yochas Atah Makadesh Tah Mavdil, which is exactly the same. Furthermore, Mishlo Kiddush Barav Shabbos Mekadosh V'Hilach Kol Hayom Kuloy, which is exactly the same. Mishlo Yivdil B'Motzei Shabbos Ma'avdo V'Holech Kol Hayom Kuloy, which is different. That he only has Sunday to say his Havdalah. He doesn't have, in this version, he doesn't have the whole week. Good? We finished on time. We even have time for that cupcake. Chazara? Sorry. Good thing we have with us. It's very misleading. But I forgot to explain it. Thank you, Rabbi Yisrael. So, Tom, Einam Mekadesh does not mean you don't say Kiddush at all, Chas V'Shalom. It means you can't say Kiddush until you have a fresh start, meaning the next morning. It's actually a Shaila in the Achrayim. Does that mean you're not allowed to eat? That would be terrible. You can't eat before Kiddush, but you can't say Kiddush. What do you do? It's a good thing we don't pass it this way. So I mean, Mavdil also doesn't mean you don't say Havdalah at all. It means you're stuck to wait until the next day in order to say Havdalah. Same question. What about the Avdil? Okay. I'll stick there. Rav Yaakov Aridi copied Achatz Pagima. Rav Yidi Bar Shisha was only makbid on a Kasa Pagima, whereas Mar Bar Ravashi was makbid even on a whole Chavita Pagima. Tan Rabban, Zechoras Yom HaShabbos HaKatsha Zechoril Ala Yayin. Eli Ela B'yom, B'layla Minayin Tamalom Zechoras Yom HaShabbos HaKatsha. What are you talking about? B'layla Minayin. Adarabba, Iker Kiddusha B'layla U'Kodish. Tichi Kodish Tchilas Yom HaBayla. And then, furthermore, your next statement also made no sense. Belaila minayin, tabin lomer zochreo ayom. But tanam hadar alayla vekanativ la nativ lakra diyamala. Ochi kama zichor tiyom hashabbos lakatsho zochreo alayayin. Obviously, bechnisato in the yalla balayla bayom minayim. Tamalom hazachor es yom hashavos bayom mai mavarech. Om Rav Yehuda Baruch Ragov. Rav Ashi ikla lemechuzah. Om lai nu liktor shalom mar kedusha rabba. Havale. Sava, oy, 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 my new Kiddush Rabba. I'm a mich, they call a brok, it's called a bori pre-agaf, and I'm a bereish. Oh, my bori pre-agaf, v'yogi bay. Chazi lau saba, the gochi v'shasi. Kore anav, shei hachacham, enav v'rosho. Amri b'nei Rebbi Chia, mishlo, v'du b'mitzvei Shabbos, mavdi v'ayla v'chala Shabbos kulay. V'yad kama, om Rebbi Zira, ad revi v'shabbos. Ki hodu yazi Rebbi Zira, kami da Rebbi Asir, amla Rebbi Asir, kami da Rebbi Yochanan, v'yazi v'ka omar. L'inyin, gittin, chad v'shabbat, trevet lata, bata shabbat. Arba v'chamisha omar, l'yum ha'kami shabbat. Om Rebbi Yaakov Aridi, avu lo al ha'ur. Om Rebbi Bruno omar Rav, hanotil yadav lo yikadesh. Om alu Rebbi Yitzchak v'ashmur, ba omar, so what? Akati lo nach nafshi da Rav, and already shechagnino l'shmartite. Zinin sagin, avakeim nakamid a Rav, Zinu de chavive ale rifta mekadesh rifta, and zinu de chavive ale chamra mekadesh chamra. Om Ravuna Amar Av Toam Einu Mekadesh. Boy minei Ravchana Bachinu Nami Ravuna. And what about Toam Maushi Avdil? Om Ale Ani Omer Toam Avdil. Ravasi Amar Toam Einu Mavdil. Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba once was equal to Levei Ravasi, and he forgot the time. The Avi like Kasav Avdil. Om Lo Deviso. What? Omar Lo Avi Lochi. Omar La Shavke Rabbi Svirle. Om Rav Yosef, Om Shmuel, Tom, Inim, Akadish, Tom, Inim, Avdil. Whereas Rab, Om Rav Nachman say, no, that's not what Shmuel said. What Shmuel said was Tom, Akadish, Tom, Avdil. Om Arab, Yilchaz, Tom, Akadish, Vitam, Avdil. Umishalo, Kidesh, Berav Shabbos, Mekadish, Vahilat, Kolayon, Kulu, Ad, Mitzoy, Shabbos. Mishalo, Yivdil, Mitzoy, Shabbos, Mavdil, Vahilat, Kolayon, Shabbos, Kulay. Amemar, Mati, the Lash, Maitzi, the Rav, Bahilishna. Omar Rabbi Yochasa Tom Makadish Tom Avdil, Mishlo Kiddish Berev Shabbos, Makadish Berev Kolayom Kulo, Mishlo Yivdu Lumetzere Shabbos, Mavdu Vaholech Only Kolayom Kulo. We just finished the Amud Aleph of Kufvav, and the case was of Achacham Einav Berosho, that, Rav Ashi had no idea what they were talking about when they said Kiddush Rabbah. And he was careful to say a very long Kiddush with a lot of Kavana until finally somebody decided he can't take it, he's going to drink. And at that point, he realized, Baruch Hashem, that's what it meant. Okay. So meanwhile, getting back to our sugya was basically involved at this point of somebody who missed Kiddush, somebody missed Abdullah. He ate before Kiddush, he ate before Abdullah, or, which is the case we're going to get into the details, or he has, the first case is, he just didn't make Kiddush at the time, or he didn't make Avdolah at the time. So again, it's like Gufa, basically. Amri b'nei Rebbi Chiya, we said before, a blad ago. Mi shelo yivdil b'motzei Shabbat, ma'avdil v'olech kol ha-Shabbat kulo. Okay, when you didn't say Avdolah, the lashon of b'nei Rebbi Chiya was that you could say Avdolah all week long. We say all week long. I mean, at one point...
Tuesday.
Oh, so at one point the week switches over, to now it becomes pre-Shabbat and not post-Shabbat. And this is nogea, very much nogea halacha, because it's somebody makes a condition. It gives a get on condition. And the condition is, you have to give me $100 after Shabbos. What does after Shabbos mean? Does it mean even Friday? Friday is called after Shabbos. Friday is called before the next Shabbos. Same thing would be true if you made it. You have to give me $100 before Shabbos. So I give it to you on Sunday. Is that called before Shabbos? That's called after the previous Shabbos. I mean, you know the Picayune issues that people get involved in and garish it. I mean, you know, this could be end up a $3 million court case. So it's very, yeah, okay. So indeed, the halacha is legabe gittin, that it makes a big nafkamina. What's called before Shabbos, what's called after Shabbos. Says the Gemara, the same thing is true over here. When he says kol ha-Shabbos, he means as long as the days of the week are still nogea the Shabbos that passed. So what is that? Ad kama. Om Rebbe Zera, Ad Revi B'Shabbos. This does not mean Ad Vad B'Chlal. It means, as has just been pointed out, Tuesday through Tuesday. Once it's Revi B'Shabbos, it's too late. Revi B'Shabbos is already before Shabbos, not after Shabbos. Yod Yos Rebbe Zera, come in Rebbe Asi. Ra'anula Rebbe Asi, come in Rebbe Yochan, Rebbe Yossi, V'Kama, Le'inyin Gittin. Somebody makes it tonight to get money before Shabbos or after Shabbos. The days of the week go as follows. Rishon b'Shabbos, Trevet Lasa is called post Shabbos, Bata Shabbata. whereas Wednesday, Thursday, and Erev Shabbos, Mala Yuma, is called before Shabbos, Kamei Shabbat. And that's true Lagavei Havdalah as well. It becomes a joke to say Havdalah on Erev Shabbos of the next week. It's our Negev, this Shabbos. But Tuesday is still Negev, this Shabbos. Omri Yaakov Aridi. Avalo al ha'ur. Don't make a borei priya, borei morei ha'esh. Because the whole idea of borei morei ha'esh was on Mitzray Shabbos, because that was the Zman of the first fire, the Prometheus moment. But after that, it's not negeh the bro. Omer of Guna Omera, hanotel yadav lo yikadech. You went ahead and washed, then don't make kiddush, because the kiddush will be a hefsek between the washing. This is bad for the yekis over here. The yekis are, look at this, they're all upset. What's going on? We do this every week. What kind of chutzpah is this? So you go ahead and you wash. You cannot go and make kiddush. You have to have somebody else make kiddush. Omar lehur of Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta. Ah! Akati lo nach mafshei de Rav. Rav hasn't even died yet. I mean, you want to forget everything he said? Wait till he dies at least. And Shachinu l'shmaitzah, we already forgot what he teaches us. But the Yekis have been loyal to the Shitas of Rav. Zimnin Sagin, you know how many times I was at Rav Suda? I began to come to Rav. And Lamaisa, you know what? He would wash. Sometimes he decided, okay, listen, I washed already. I'm not in the mood to wait for a big piece of challah. I'll make it a shachala. And sometimes he would say, nah, the challah. Yeah. I need a little bit of wine to get things moving. So then I would make it on wine. He would make it on wine. So this is the way Tosfos learns. Because this, if you learn the way the Rashbam learns, that his kavana initially could have been to make on challah, and the kiddush wasn't the hefsek in the achilas of the challah, so therefore it also wouldn't be a hefsek in order to make a brach on the wine, the kiddush on the wine. I mean, obviously, Tanya's Tosfos, what's the comparison? That's like saying kiddush is not a hefsek in the Beri Priya Geffen in the normal kiddush. I mean, obviously, it's not a hefsek. That was the point of the kiddush. So it's got to be, says Tosfos, that he would wash. And then he would decide. Sometimes he would say on the wine, he didn't consider that to be a hefsek. Sometimes he would say on the bread, and that's not a kiddush. Obviously, it's not a hefsek. So therefore, it seems that what Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel was saying, that it can't be true that a notel lo yadav lo yikadosh. Fine. Now the question is: suppose you ate before you made kiddush. Suppose you ate before you made havdalah. So Omer Avuna Amarav Tam Inu Mekadosh. We're gonna teach you a lesson. You eat before kiddush? Now you can't make kiddush. You can only make kiddush if you sat down to the Suda and you were now begin a Suda with kiddush. But to ignore Shabbos and then to say, as an afterthought, I'll go ahead and be Makadosh? No. You can make kiddush tomorrow morning before you eat the Suda. But you can't make kiddush in the middle of a Suda tonight? Boy mine Rav Chana Bar Chinina Meravuna. How about Havdalah? How about somebody comes into the house after davening, eats something, and then he wants to make Havdalah? Maushi Avdil. Omarle Ani Omer Tam Avdil. I personally hold, I don't know that there are those who argue on me, I personally hold that there was not the same Chumrah by Havdalah as there is by Kiddush. Because Lamaisa, as we said earlier, we're more mechaved. Iyula yuma, me'afuka yuma, sa'afuka yuma, me'la. You consider it, you ate, even though you shouldn't have eaten, but you don't have an absolute chiyuv to be mavdil now, because on the contrary, we'd rather that you keep Shabbos longer, you go to a later minyan. So over there, it's not so bad. You ate, you shouldn't have eaten, but you don't lose your right to be mavdil.
Is eating
No.
Not even.
Anything. Ravasi yoma, although not the actual wine of Kiddush, as Taisu. Because otherwise you have a problem from the Gemara earlier. The way Tosfos learned the Gemara earlier, at the beginning of the parak, we said if somebody hears Kiddush in Shul, then Yidei, according to one sheet, Yidei Yayin Yatz, it's on. So in other words, he had a drink of the Kiddush. But it wasn't Yatz of the Kiddush because it wasn't Kiddush Malkum Sunnis. How do you have a drink of the Kiddush? So if he took a drink of the Kiddush, he shouldn't be allowed to be Makadosh now that he comes home, because he ate before Kiddush. Therefore, Tosfos says, according to this, you'll have to say the drinking of the kiddush itself is not considered to be a begam in the kiddush.
Even if it's not
right, even though it's not the kiddush that you yotze kiddush on. Okay, well, that makes sense. But I mean, it's only the Hechrich, the way Tosus understood the sugya over there, not the way that we have learned it for Pashtus. Rabasi, on the other hand, even for Abdullah, Tzoam in a Mavdil, Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba equal Levei Rabasi, Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba came to Rabasi's house and forgot and ate something before Abdullah. So Havulei Kasa, they brought him a kosher for Abdullah of Abdul. And he went ahead and he said, Abdullah. So Ravasi's Rebetzin got all upset. Amalai Devisa, what's going on over there? Amalo Avidachi, you never do that. Whenever you made a mistake in Abdullah, we have to sit here with you moaning and groaning all night that you're not going to make Abdullah for us. So how come he goes ahead and makes Abdullah and you don't open up your mouth? Boy, oh boy. So he said, Amalai Shavke, okay, don't get on his case. So I wasn't getting on his case, I was getting on your case now. So don't get on his case because he holds Karabi severely. He holds of his Rebbe. My focus who his Rebbe is, whether we're talking about Ravuna said over the Mimer from Rav, when he was a Talmud of Rav. Tosus doesn't like very much because then Rav Asa could also said that, also Talmud. Or whether he was actually a Talmud of Ravuna, Tosus brings. So that Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, he was saying, okay, listen, he has a right to follow Ravuna, that's his Rebbe. Ravuna holds Talmud Kaddish. Personally, I holds Talmud in a Kaddish. Om Rav Yosef Amar Shmuel Tom Eino Mekadesh Tom Eino Mavdil V'Rab Om Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel Tom Mekadesh Tom Mavdil and Om Rav Hilchata Tom Mekadesh V'Tom Mavdil U'mi Shelo Kadesh B'Rav Shabbat Mekadesh V'Olech Kol Hayom Kulo Ad Motzei Shabbat Mi Shelo Yivdil B'Motzei Shabbat Mavdil V'Olech Kol HaShabbat Kulo until the end of Tuesday. So starting from Kufei Yomid Beis. Shema min ha-meh ha-masis in Tzman. Shema min ha-mavdo b'tfilah tzorek shi'ah v'alakos v'shema min ha-brocha tunakos v'shema min ha-kosh ha-brocha tzorek shi'ur v'shema min ha-mavorech tzorek shi'it om v'shema min ha-ta'amo pogmo v'shema min ha-ta'am mavdil v'shema min ha-omer sh'te kudushot ha-kos echad v'shema min ha-beit shama y'alibad Rav Yehuda. Rav Ashi says no. Tamo pagmo and kosher brocha tzarek shir could all be the same thing because you may not have enough to even take a little bit. Maybe at exactly reveals. V'hachi kamar my time in this case tamo pagmo maybe I don't know mishum b'kosher brocha tzarek shir. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Ivi used to be makbid on the whole chatzpah if it was pogrom. Rabbi Di Bar Shisha was makbid only a kos pogrom. Marbar Rav Ashi was makbid even on a chavita pegimah. Tana Rabban, Zechoret Yom HaShabbat Lekatsho, Zochreu Al Hayayin. By the way, just remember that the Rambam begins all of the dinim of the Seder with this pasuk, because he holds that Zechoret Yom HaZer Sheyatzatam Mitzrayim is learned from the commotion of Zechoret Yom HaShabbat Lekatsho. So this becomes now the beginning of the Leil HaSeder, really, according to him. Obviously, the only reason we're going through these halachas here is because the first kos of the Arba Kosos is the din of Kiddush and Avdola. Where else are we going to put it but over here? So don't think we haven't gotten to the Seder yet. We're already deep into the Seder and our heads are whirling. Talmud is Zechor is Yom HaShabbos LeKadsho. How do you know? Eleni El Bayom. Malayla Minayin Tabas Zechor is Yom HaShabbos LeKadsho. What? Belaila minai, not Rabbi. Ikr kedusha belaila. The kikadosh betchilas yom abay the kedusha. Furthermore, you say belaila minai, and you bring a raya from zechoret yom. Tana mahadar alaila v'kadosh lekrod yomama. Okay, Tana. Zechoret yom hashabbos lekadoshay zechrela yain beknisato. Ein liyela belaila. How do you know by yom? Talmud lomer zechoret yom hashabbat. And what do you say by yom? Amr of Yehuda. It's very complicated. It's borei priyagif. Now Rav Ashi came to Mechuza, they gave him the kos, and they said, ah, big Tamas Chacham, Likdash Lamar Kiddusha Rava. Avolei, they give him the kos, oh God, he doesn't even have time to ask somebody, what the heck is Kiddusha Rava? So Sava, my new Kiddusha Rava. I mean, if they call up Rochos, if we begin with Bori Pri HaGefen, I'll say Bori Pri HaGefen. So I'm a Breisha Bori Pri HaGefen, V'ogit Be, Chazi Lahu Sava, the Gokhin V'shosi, Korei Nashen, Chacham, Inov, Berosha. Amri b'nei Rebbe Chia Mishalo Yivdibu Motzei Shabbat Mavdiv Olech B'Kol HaShabbat Kulo Ad Kama Om Rebbe Zera Ad Revi B'Shabbat Ki Od Yosef Reb Zera Kamei Le Ravas Ram Le Ravas Kamei Le Reb Yochanan The Yosef Kamei Le Inyin Ditin If someone made it tonight Chada B'Shabbatah Shrei V'Tlat B'Shabbatah is called post Shabbat Whereas Arba v'chamish omar l'yuma is called pre-Shabbat. Om Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi. Avol lo al ha'ur, because that's only nogea, let's say Shabbat. Omer Rav Bruna omar Rav, hanotel yadav lo yikadesh. Omer Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta, if you want to forget what Rav said, wait until he's dead at least. Agati lo nachnafshe de Rav v'shakhir l'shmaitetze. Zina tzagina v'kanina kamei Rav. Zina de chavivi alei rifta mekadesh rifta. Zina de chavivi alei chamra mekadesh chamra. Omer Rav Bruna omar Rav, toa amena mekadesh. Bo aminei Rav Chana Bar Chimna mei Rav Bruna, toa amal shi avdil. Omale ani omer toa amavdil. But Rav Asi holds toa eno mavdil. Rav Yirmi Abarava ikla levei Rav Asi, ishtele v'toy mide, and nonetheless avalei kasa v'avdil. Amale devisa, hey, omar lo avinochi. Amale shavke, ya, to Rabbi Svirli. Om Rav Yezhev Amar Shmo, toa amena mekadesh, toa amena mavdil. V'rab Amar Nachman Amar Shmo, Ta'am Mikadesh, Ta'am Mavdil. Omar Rava, Hilchata Ta'am Mikadesh, Ta'am Mavdil. Furthermore, Mishalo Kadesh Barav Shabbat, Mikadesh Valech Kalam, Kulo Ad Matzei Shabbat, Mishalo Yivdil B'Matzei Shabbat, Mavdil Valech Kala Shabbat Kulo, meaning Ad Yom Revi'i, Velo Ad B'Chlal.